Good afternoon, and thank you for attending our first online management training session. Today's attendees are from the Los Angeles, Sao Paulo, Mexico City, Seoul, and Toronto offices. In case you're wondering, we'll be repeating this session tomorrow for all other company sites. Today's subject is soft skills for leadership, which I know you're all interested in knowing about. You're all well qualified in the hard or technical skills of management, financial planning, budgeting, and the like. Soft skills are more interpersonal and intrapersonal. The soft skill we hear most about for leaders today is emotional intelligence. Now, you all know that the word intelligence usually refers to how quote-unquote smart a person is, as determined on an intelligence test that measures cognitive ability. There are intelligence tests for children and others for adults. Many of you may have children whose IQs have been measured by such tests, and some of you have also undergone IQ testing yourself at some time in your life. As you probably know, there's a lot of controversy about whether it's possible to improve IQ scores, and the last word hasn't been spoken about that. Emotional intelligence, on the other hand, referred to by some as EQ and others as EI, I'll refer to it as EQ, isn't widely tested, and even though there are some tests of emotional intelligence, they're rarely administered routinely. And in fact, the tests, and even the concept of EQ, aren't universally accepted as valid. That said, the qualities that comprise one's EQ are ones that are highly desirable in leaders, so the subject is worth our attention here today. So, what is emotional intelligence? Where did the concept originate? And how do people see it as related to leadership success? Well, the broadest definition of emotional intelligence is the ability of people to recognize their own emotions and the emotions of others, to use this knowledge to guide their thinking and behavior, and to adapt their emotions as necessary to meet the needs of a situation. The term emotional intelligence first appeared in 1964, but it gained popularity in the 1990s, when science journalist Daniel Goleman's best-selling book, Emotional Intelligence, defined emotional intelligence as the range of skills that drive leadership performance. Next, Goleman wrote an article in the Harvard Business Review called What Makes a Leader? And in it, he identified five main emotional competencies of successful leaders: self-awareness, self-regulation, social skill, empathy, and motivation. Goleman claimed that these competencies contribute to outstanding performance. Goleman isn't the only theorist who has written about emotional intelligence, but his connecting it to leadership is the reason why we are making a special effort to familiarize you with these concepts about emotional intelligence and why, in the next few months, we'll be conducting small group workshops geared to helping you develop your own emotional intelligence, to contribute to your personal development as leaders in the company. Without going into a lot of detail, the groups will do role plays of typical office scenarios, and group members will help each other recognize patterns of behavior that could be avoided or improved to build our emotional intelligence competencies. Why don't I pause here to take some questions?
Thank you, Tom. Sonia Vargas from the Mexico City office. I have a question. If the company is going to conduct workshops to train us in emotional intelligence, does that mean that it can be learned? I mean, IQ is really important too, but the company isn't giving us workshops in that.
Good question. Goleman says that the emotional competencies of an emotionally intelligent person are not innate talents we're born with, but rather are learned capabilities that can be developed through work. Goleman says that our genetic heritage gives each of us a series of emotional set points that determine our temperament. But the brain circuitry involved can be changed. Temperament is not destiny.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm not sure I understand all that. What do you mean by genetic heritage and temperament?
So, our genetic heritage is what's often called nature. Those characteristics we have from birth, which we inherit from our parents, from their genes. Temperament is similar to personality, whether we are naturally optimistic or cheerful, shy or outgoing, high-strung or calm, that sort of thing.
Thanks, but can you explain what Goleman means by brain circuitry and that temperament is not destiny?
Sure. When Goleman talks about our brain circuitry being malleable, What he means is that our actual brains, the organ in our heads, can and do develop over the course of our lives. Humans are engineered for lifelong learning. Oh, and destiny? Destiny is a future that can never change. I hope that helps. Yes, I see a hand up on the screen.
Thank you. Jerry Harris in Los Angeles. I know that IQ is pretty well accepted, even though there are some disagreements about whether culture really interferes with its accurate measurement. But what about EQ? You say there are tests of emotional intelligence. How accurate are they?
Well, you've put your finger on something there, Jerry. As I said earlier, the concept of EQ isn't universally accepted, and EQ tests are somewhat controversial. There's no real way to know how accurate the concept or the measurement is. In fact, EQ has been criticized in the scientific literature as pop psychology. It's not our intention to validate emotional intelligence scientifically, but we do know that the competencies named by Goleman definitely contribute to excellence in leadership and that these competencies can be developed. It's our goal to have a top-notch team of leaders. It's with excellence in leadership that we will develop and maintain our best staff, and in doing so, improve our position in the market. And it's essential in these competitive days that we be at the top of our game. Thank you all for your participation. Your managers will be meeting with you individually to make group assignments for the training after the coffee break. Have a good morning.